you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Manuel Betancourt and Leo Lowenstein. We begin with the action thriller The Beekeeper, starring Jason Statham, directed by David Ayers. Manuel?
I was not really taken with this film. You know, Jason Statham is in an actioner. I think it tells you everything you need to know. But ultimately, this film about a black ops agent needing to sort of enact revenge to, you know, fight phishing scammers all over the world, ultimately falls flat and it's kind of listless throughout. And if I hear Beekeeper or Hive in that movie one more time, I was going to lose it.
The Beekeeper is in wide release. It's rated R. Mean Girls, the musical version, adapted from the stage musical, which itself was adapted from the original comedy, is directed by Samantha Jane and Arturo Perez Jr. Lael?
This is a delightfully enjoyable look at the hideous, horrible politics of girls in high school. Tina Fey is back as a writer and acts in it as well, reprises her role. And Gowrie Rice updates the Lindsay Lohan part. And Aulie Cravalho is delightful, as is Renee Rapp as the supervillain. It's really well done. It does sort of defang a little bit the original. Some of the original jokes don't quite work for this day and age, but it still really holds up and it's a lot of fun. Very colorful, bright, and
good. And the music was strong.
The music was really good.
Mean Girls is rated PG-13 in wide release. Chile's submission for the upcoming Oscar Awards in the Best International Feature category is The Settlers. The film is directed by Felipe Galvez Eberle. The film stars Mark Stanley, Alfredo Castro, Marcelo Alonso, and Benjamin Westphal. Manuel.
This is a gorgeous, sweeping kind of revisionist Western, you know, set against the backdrop of the Selknam genocide in the early 20th century in Chile. And it is a movie of, you know, with sweeping vistas of the Andean landscape. It's a film of quiet beauty and quiet staying power about the cruelty of settler colonialism. And it really, it feels as timely in 2024 as it did before. It has a beautiful, haunting message about how these people have been wiped off the face of the earth in the name of culture and country and church. And it's just, it's very arresting.
The Settlers is unrated. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West LA. And Driving Madeline, a French film which pairs actors Lien Renault and Danny Boone. Real quickly, Leo, you recommend this.
Yes, this is a delightful, lovely, a little bit sentimental film about a cranky cab driver and an old lady who become good friends despite all odds.
Driving Madeline's unrated. It's at several art house theaters in Southern California. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks for joining us and have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.